This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Hey, do you want to do this email?
Yes.
Because I think this would be interesting. There's also some funny audio I have to play for you. There's some other stuff we have to chat about. It's a busy night. But I did think that this email was very interesting. So, Kira, do you want to do this email? We got this from the Chris and Kira. Look, I'll level with you as well. No one checked our email for a year and a half. So we missed basically a year and a half's worth of emails because no one ever checked it. And Kira and I basically forgot it existed and no one else bothered to check it either. But now we're checking the email like all the time, at least once a day.
We're connecting with people all over the world. It's really, really great. And not just saying this as well.
I feel awful that we missed a year and a half of it.
It's really great to connect with people from Irish people that are living in different countries all over the world that happen to listen to the show as well. Chris, do you remember last week we had a girl texting in and she said that she was a little bit nervous because she was moving to Canada?
I vaguely remember
and
that, yeah.
We texted her and we basically told her, I can't remember, we told her to say goodbye to her parents at the airport and, you know, not to cry and try not to be homesick and that you will settle in and it'll be grand and it'll be tough at the start or whatever. We told her to get in contact with us when she landed in Canada. And guess what she did?
Oh, good. Okay, well, this looks like quite the interesting email. And I haven't read it fully, but Kira...
Well, I read it then, so.
Do you want to?
Sure. Hi, Chris and Kira. Unfortunately, I can't text because it costs a bomb over here in Toronto, but I have arrived. I texted in Tuesday night to the show and you told me to let you know how I'd settled. Maybe you're only saying that, but you're getting this email now.
Text, I'm going to be honest, we were only saying
totally
that.
Totally only saying that.
I was
that,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I was like, no.
I managed not to be a big mess at the airport and I'm settling in really well, surprisingly. However, I am nervous about one thing and some of your excellent advice would be greatly appreciated here. I'm staying in an apartment with two Canadians and they're absolutely lovely. They're so welcoming and keep telling me that this place is as much mine as it is theirs. However, I could smell them smoking weed the first night I arrived and it seems it's not a rare occurrence, which doesn't bother me at all. But I think they also do stuff like mushrooms and the little bit more dangerous kind of drugs.
That stuff can be really dangerous, in fairness. As in those mushrooms and stuff can give you a crazy trip and yeah, they can be bad.
I honestly don't know much about drugs apart from weed, so maybe mushrooms aren't all that bad, but it's not really my kind of thing. It doesn't bother me one bit that they do it either. I'm just afraid if they ask me about this stuff and whether I want to do it, that I might seem like no crack or a bit of a dry balls. I don't want to give a bad first impression of myself because I'm finding it a bit hard to fit myself in here at the apartment because they're really close friends before I moved in. So basically, I'm just wondering, how do I seem like I'm up for the crack without seeming like no crack?
Man. Yeah.
Your advice on Tuesday night was really helpful and hoping you might have something to help me out here too. Oh, and Chris, of course I've kept the 2FM app, although it's a bit strange listening to you at 4 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. Listening to your show and 2FM really helps over here, actually. A little bit of home.
Oh, good.
All the help would be greatly appreciated. Warm regards, Anonymous in Toronto.
All right, now this is a difficult one, if I'm honest with you. This is a feck of a situation. I never quite went through this, but I'll tell you, I did go through something similar when I was in college because... when I was in college, I had a car, right? So what I would do is, because I lived at home when I was in college, because I lived fairly near NUIG, like there was absolutely no point in me moving out, if you get me. But I had a car. I had a shitty little Opel Corsa that was amazing. And it was awesome. And I could drive everywhere. And I could go to all of the events and do all of that kind of stuff. And it was great fun. However, one thing that I noticed that got worse and worse... And people say that this isn't a problem. I tell you, this is a problem, especially with Irish people. With Irish people, it is awful. I don't know. Does it say what nationality her friends are? I don't think it does.
She's living with two Canadians.
Yeah, so they're Canadian. Yeah. I know it's particularly bad with Irish people. I would drive to all of the events. I would drive to any of the society things or any house parties or whatever. Because I genuinely don't need to drink to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that doesn't like, oh, I'm amazing. I'm really not. Drinking is great fun. Drinking is absolutely amazing fun. However, I don't need to drink to be social, to enjoy myself at a party, whatever. But when people are doing a lifestyle like this, right? And you aren't doing it, it can get very, very awkward.
Yeah.
People, if you're not drinking, and I'm just using drink, these guys are whatever, doing mushrooms and stuff. But if you're not drinking in a room full of people who are drinking, it can set off some real insecurities in people. And I don't mind saying that. I'm saying that out there directly. It can set off some massive aggression and insecurities in people. Why aren't you drinking? You're not going to have one. Like, you're not even having one. And that can go on all fucking night. Mm-hmm. Literally. That can go on. If you catch the eyes of the wrong guy who sees you're not drinking, holy Jesus. It can change the whole evening. Why aren't you drinking? Like, do you have a problem with drink? your parents alcoholics or something? Like, because if that's cool, like, I mean, that's fine. Like, there always has to be a reason you're not drinking. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think as well at this stage, like, you know, she's moved to Toronto. She's obviously immigrated. You know, this is sort of stuff that probably went on in college, you know? And when you're a certain age, I think you can deal with all that sort of stuff better, you know? If I moved into a new place now and people are constantly smoking joints and
doing shrooms, yeah.
I'd be like, ah, lads, are you kidding me? Like, you know? Yeah. And I think it depends on what stage of her life that she's at herself, you know?
I think it depends on the age
of
these people.
I think it would get very tiring very quickly.
Yeah, firstly, don't be going doing shrooms if you don't feel like it. Just say that right now. Don't be smoking any weed or doing any shrooms if that's not your thing. Don't go near it, of course. Why would you? But hopefully these people are a little more adult. Because I noticed as we all got older, everyone kind of got over this stuff. Mm-hmm. And someone can be like, hey, I'm doing this, but you don't have to do it. And that's absolutely fine. But it depends as well, I think, on what age you are, Texter. Because yeah. I know when we were all younger, this was bad. Like, as in, if you weren't doing something that the rest of the group was doing, you could be a bit of a problem, if you understand what I'm saying. And be like, well, who's your one? Why
Darius
isn't she smoking
on
weed?
On Twitter says, just be straight up. Tell them it's not your bag. Say you'll join them for a drink. Simples. Honesty is the best policy. That's fair enough.
That's exactly what I would do. I would say, look, lads, I mean, I probably wouldn't be into the all shrooms. Oh, you never know. I might share a joint with them. That'd be fine. But I would be a little wary of the other stuff as well. Like, as you say, maybe they're doing class A's and stuff, and maybe that might not be your thing. So you might say, you know what? I don't really feel comfortable doing it. And hopefully they're old enough now, whatever age these people may be, and they're mature enough to say, you know what? That's cool. You don't have to.
And as she said in the email as well, they seem to be very welcoming and very sound. So, you know, that's a good thing. There's a lot of positives to be taken from this email as well.
I do think you have to clear the air though, Texter. Like, I do think you have to be like, look, lads, thanks, but I won't, if you know what I mean. I think it is, if they offer it to you, you have to, as in, like, you can't, like, pretend to eat it and be like, ooh, those mushrooms sure are good. This terrifying trip I'm having of the walls melting is great fun, I have to say. Damsky says, mushrooms are only good with good friends, trust me. You know, Damsky, I have heard a lot of things on a similar vein to that. I have heard a lot of things that apparently, if you do mushrooms and you're in any way nervous, or you're in any way in unfamiliar surroundings, or you're in any way in an unpleasant environment, mm-hmm. you will have a very unpleasant time on them, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. I knew of somebody that did mushrooms at Glastonbury.
Oh, really?
And basically got it into her head that she thought she was going to die. And spent the evening in Glastonbury saying goodbye to her friends.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I mean. Yeah, exactly. So it can be pretty scary, as far as I'm aware, if you don't do it in a situation you're comfortable in. And Texter, you don't sound like you'd be in a comfortable situation here. Because, I mean, you sound like you're in a new place. You're only getting settled in. You probably don't know these people that well. If you're going to start doing psychedelics with them and hallucinogens, I don't think that'd be a good idea, if I'm honest with you. Joint probably isn't going to do that much. Yeah, someone says mushrooms is a journey that might be horrific and you can't get off that bus. You just have to wait till it stops. Yeah, you know, that's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people, you know, it's weird actually. I've heard a lot of people say mushrooms are one of the most incredible experiences you can do in life. And then I've heard a lot of people say that they are the most terrifying, traumatizing ordeal that a human can go through. So, I mean, lads, I'd be very careful. Also, I have to say as well, don't take mushrooms because they're an illegal class A drug. So that, mm-hmm. firstly, don't ever take them. But yeah, I'd be scared of that kind of stuff, if I'm honest with you. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the only time I think I would be able to do that kind of stuff, like mushrooms and all that, is if I was in like a hospital and there was a doctor and then there was another guy.
What?
You know, no, as in, this is when I would do stuff like that. If I could be in a room where I knew no matter what happened to me, I was going to be safe. As in, if there was a doctor who had a load of Valium if I needed it, and there was a nurse who could do whatever she had to do with me, you know, that might be kind of cool, and I could just enjoy myself. But when you do it in unfamiliar surroundings, yeah, it's terrifying, from what I've heard.
I would have absolutely no interest in doing mushrooms.
We should do mushrooms on the show one night.
Yeah, we should.
We should just
what
bring
are we
in,
talking about?
Just bring in some mushrooms, dry them out in the oven, see how it goes. We'll be in here sobbing, like, and we won't be playing any music and we'll be really quiet and we'll be scared of the lights or something like that. And it'll be the weirdest show ever. I think it could be fun. But Texter, that's my advice. I mean, I think Kira will probably be of a similar
yes,
vein.
Definitely.
Like, Kira did a lot of mushrooms and stuff in college. But, I mean, that's behind her now. So she would probably give you the same advice.
Chris, I will be selling my story to the newspaper soon, so you'll be able to read all about it.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. But
I failed my arts degree because of mushrooms.
By the way,
2FM's Kira King fails arts degree because of mushrooms.
Being vulnerable though is the new cool thing.
I know.
Like you could be like, you should come out and say you're still addicted to mushrooms. You should be like, you're having several mushrooms a day. And like you're thinking of ways of like, you put them on pizza, like you put them on normal foods.
I drink mushroom tea. Anyway.
Someone says, pussy, you are eat them, don't dry it. I thought you dried them. Is that not what you do? Do you not dry them out a bit? Again, texter, I'm not trying to claim like I know. I don't know. Joe says, Chris, do you want to be a medical guinea pig? Not really, no. I'd like to do stuff that, you know, I already... Hold on. Drying magic mushrooms. Yeah, texter, do you not dry them? I thought you pick them and then dry them. So I don't know. Look.
Anyway.
I genuinely don't know.
Just to finish this off, somebody said, I had some great trips on mushrooms until I had one nightmare. Don't ever do it.
You see, that's what I've heard.
So there you go.
I've heard that that's kind of the... Yeah. Problem. But anyway, of course, no one do drugs anyway. Okay? All right, is everyone listening? You're not allowed to do drugs because they're illegal. Thank you.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.